Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The first 4 hours were simply in a amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
Just call the thing the podcast after the show. Right?
Ugh. Whatever you guys want.
Okay, well, Jesus, do we have to do it like this?
I'm still waiting for better submissions.
I thought Carmen and Lima, or Lima and Carmen Extended, is a very good
one. I like that one the best.
Yeah.
Okay.
But well, then you have to remain brought to you by Extend Technologies the whole time.
Yeah. It's going to be
no
weird.
No pressure.
It's like Winston Cup.
It's going to be weird when Radio Shack is our sponsor.
Montgomery Ward. What?
Sears. What was the catalog?
Oh, now we're just naming old company. Sears is still technically around.
What is the catalog?
Neiman Marcus.
Neiman Marcus is still around. Go ahead.
What is the catalog that you get on airplanes that has all the cool technology?
Sharper image. Image.
Yes, yeah. Sharper Image.
They have actual brick and mortar stores, don't they?
They used to.
They used to be in the mall.
Well, it's Sky Mall.
Yeah, Sky Mall. But,
and malls aren't around anymore, really. I mean, there are some.
But Skies are. There's plenty of Sky.
Yeah, I saw one
today. Is the Mall America still around like that?
Yes.
I just went there.
That's got to be like the last. That will be the last mall that.
No, I'll tell you what. I disagree. Indianapolis has a mall that connects both the convention center, all the hotels, and the stadium, Lucas Oil.
Like, the difference with Mall of America is you got to drive a little bit to get out there. It's out by the airport.
Is it in Bloomington?
No.
I don't know exactly.
Oh, Bloomington,
Minnesota.
Okay. I was confused.
I don't know exactly
Indiana.
The name of the city
is. I was like, what is he talking about?
But it's out by the airport more. It's probably 15 minutes from downtown. The Indianapolis one, Anthony's right. That has tunnels to it, doesn't it?
I think the Mall of America is where the Met used to be. The old Metropolitan Stadium where the Vikings and Twins used to play.
It used to be by there. Yeah, U.S. Bank is not anywhere near there.
Okay.
I say anywhere near. You got to get on the highway.
As
and drive
the crow flies, it's probably okay. Right. But yeah, on the highway and everything else. Do you think malls will ever, like, there's a lot of nostalgia coming back. Like, I think that a lot of people just want to do like a, I want to say Pinehurst. It's Pinecrest, right?
Right.
Out there and then there's like, is Pinecrest and Legacy the same thing?
I mean, they're mixed use. The difference between Legacy doesn't have housing there, but a lot of the places all have housing now too.
Yeah.
So condos and places to stay, apartments.
The only thing I could see is you're seeing more and more on like Facebook Marketplace and people that are starting their own little business from home. Like, if they made it a place where it was cheap, like $50 a week, to come use their space and, you know, sell your wares.
Like, there's got to be, because I've been like one of the people who've been like, you know, what are we going to do with all these different retail locations when they just, because you can't keep finding new clients for retail locations. Like, eventually you run out in certain places. Like, I'm a fan of just bulldoze it, either turn it into houses or just turn it into a green space again. Like, what are you going to do? I know that's easier said than done because someone owns the property and wants to turn a profit on that property. But I'm like, man, a lot of people are very nostalgic for things. There can't be shopping malls in every American city like there used to be. Like, there used to be two shopping malls in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
I can count, what, three, maybe four in the Akron area, probably.
Yeah, there's nothing left in Richmond, Parmatown. Yeah. I mean, all these have gone by the wayside.
Randall Park, right?
Randall Park. But
what was the one Ted Knight used to do ads for in Bedford?
Oh, wasn't that Randall? I mean, that's right around the way. But either way, the reality is that, you know, as consumer shopping habits have completely changed. I mean, my girlfriend, she does not buy anything in person anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, just doesn't. It's just all completely. I didn't even have an Amazon account. Now, Amazon is trying to fill the void by coming in. Not only do they have some warehouse space, where some old malls used to be around the country, but they also
Southgate. He did Southgate USA. I'm sorry.
Okay, but they also are thinking about opening up their own retail space that is owned by Amazon. So it'll look different, but yes, the need will not be remotely the same.
Well, they're doing, have you seen the Amazon grocery stores? They're putting them in some of the bigger cities. It's just you walk in, and it knows you.
Yeah.
I think you scan in, but then you just pick up whatever you're getting and you walk out. And then you are automatically, as soon as you walk through this little area.
Amazing.
It's like, yeah, you had five steaks and a bunch of apples.
I told you about it. It might have been you who I told about Amazon. I had a theory about Amazon years ago that's coming true. Because it was before they delivered their own stuff. I go, once they get their own delivery and stuff, like, guarantee the regulators are going to come in. Because now it's just a one-stop shop for everything. And you just said the grocery store thing. You walk in and walk out. Like, you have to have some competition. Some competition is good, because if one business, you get to a point where it's too big to fail. But if it were somehow going to do that, holy cow, you'd be in a lot of. I mean, you can't. I'm not trying to talk about John Rockefeller all over again, but you can't have so much of what becomes infrastructure based in one company.
Well, not only that,
you just can't do that.
I just remember in Chesterland, of all places, not exactly a epicenter of commerce, there were these strip malls with boutiques and mom and pop, legitimate mom and pop stores. And were they ever getting rich on those stores? No, but people worked there and they made somewhat of a living.
Yeah.
And those are just all gone. 100% of them are all gone. There's nothing.
I mean, you go back to Canton, and there's like, and before, remember we had the 777 places, internet cafe, and then when they passed the casino laws, it really cracked down on that. They finally gave them the laws to knock down skill games, and in some cases, it was a really good thing because they were an eyesore. I mean, good God, you go down Route 62, I mean, it seemed like there was a dozen of them.
They were all over Parkersburg.
Yeah.
I remember when I was down there, they were everywhere, the internet cafes. There was
all over the place.
There was one in Sheffield Lake until like 3 years ago.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Oh, I think there's still one. I don't want to, you know what? Don't want to say that because I don't want to put anybody out of business. But you would drive by, when I drove by, I was like, geez, there's a lot of these places. Like, they were replacing all these old places.
They call it like a gaming center.
Yeah.
And so they had billiards and things like that, too.
And you just can't fill all that space, so I'm like, what are you going to do? And you can only have so many. Like, I know what they're trying to do with the Hall of Fame Village. We'll see if that, because it seems like they're trying to turn that into their own Crocker Park, which would be great. That'd be fantastic. I can't believe somebody didn't think of living at the mall sooner in that way.
Yeah.
Like, you would think, like, the DeBartolos would have been more proactive about that back in the day, but what the hell?
I saw, by the way, you say that somebody just put up an image. I think it was like the 1970s, one of those weird Twitter nostalgia places, but they showed one of the old stadiums. It was no longer a baseball stadium in Tokyo, and how there were model homes all on the inside of this huge dome, this huge stadium. And I was like, how crazy is this?
They did that. I almost called it an old folks home. That's really not an assisted living facility that basically has a huge dome over it that has it's a neighborhood. And it's around here. They do it. They have commercials on TV. I know that. It's like a big thing. And then, like, the apartments that they have are basically underneath this huge glass ceiling, which is kind of cool. That might be it. Like, if you're thinking about mixed-use areas back in the day or into the future. But there's got to be, like, you look at our generation. Our generation is probably the most nostalgic generation. And I've told you this before. I know I have. Because our generation, us three – the children grew up the wealthiest that of any children in American history.
You had things.
Yeah. And there was, and like, before, like, you look at cars, and a car was $400 when it was first built by Henry Ford, and you're thinking, well, yeah, but the average American made $1,000 or, you know, less than $1,000 or whatever it is. Like, by that time, by the time we came around, like, there was Nintendo systems, you had all this gadgetry, and your parents, there was a lot of jobs that were good jobs, and now we're going through changes again. And so we become even more nostalgic because, you know, time was simpler. There was a lot of things that we could explain. And so I think that there will be a day where I bet Cleveland may have one big mall. Like, and I wonder what Tower City becomes. Like, if the other malls get knocked down eventually, does Tower City be able to reinvent itself into something like that? Because I know that Tower City struggled a little bit where, you know, East 4th, the arcade here and there, but East 4th has really had a boom, and you want to keep it that way. And it's like, where do I get mixed use and shopping? Because I do think people just still like the shopping experience. I think people do like going out at times.
They would, but like in Chicago, people will find a way to get downtown Chicago. Tourists certainly do. And there's stuff that is not available other places, so they have the Magnificent Mile,
yeah,
and they will pay to get there or whatever. If they're tourists, they don't have a car.
Yeah.
But people that do live in and around Chicagoland area, they will pay to park. People will not do that in Cleveland. People will not pay to park to go shopping in Cleveland when the better shopping is in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And you just drive right up to the front, you know, the front area, and you park, well, and you then, get out.
If I can ask, I understand, like, this could be sensitive depending on sponsors, whatever. What is the future of Tower City, then? What do you do?
I thought Bernie Moreno was supposed to turn it into some technological center.
Easy.
Some blockchain. No, I mean, that was one of the things that they
the complex opened up, like, a store there just a week ago or whatever. And, like, I was there during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We were there for a wedding, and
what's over there?
I don't want to.
How many dollar stores?
I don't want to use the S word, but it was like, man. And Liz was like, boy, I bet this place was really humming. And when we were in high school, I was like, you got to keep going.
No, you got to go back. And when it opened up, it had all the big time frontline anchor tenants. I think it had a Saks Fifth Avenue.
Well, they had a picture. There was a picture hanging somewhere of what it was like there at Christmas.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was packed to the ass with people. And you're like, man, I don't know if you should be hanging that picture right now because there's nobody here. Like, and it's tough because it's like, I know that there's like East 4th, the storefronts right there along Euclid are fine. You go back in East 4th, there's some boutique shops, but it still doesn't have the traffic.
No.
And I think you're right. Like paying to park, it's tough when you go to Crocker, you go to Legacy. And I would be every bit as antsy and rubbing my hands together as I would with downtown Cleveland in those places, but I don't think regular people feel that way. But I do think there's an experience where, yeah, man, if I got to go pick up deodorant, detergent, goods, food, that type of thing, just for things I need, that's one thing. But if you give something people want to shop for, I still think there's a place for that in retail, right?
I do think so. I just think Cleveland, even though we've made these great leaps in terms of people that want to live downtown Cleveland, Ohio, unfortunately, it's still so few people that lacks the critical mass that would support the calculus to drive commercial real estate people to want to open up that and work with these big-time vendors.
Well, that's
not going to happen.
Because we've seen this population where it's, you know, people have started, I think people, not as many obviously as you probably want, have moved back into the city.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said that I love Streetsboro. I'm staying in Streetsboro. My roots are getting deep. But I'm not going to lie, if I actually reach an age, like if I get to my 60s, you know, my kids maybe are out of town, maybe I'd move to Cleveland. Maybe I'd move like somewhere here, like maybe I'd move.
And that has happened. That absolutely has happened.
Because I love grass and I love having grass to mow. Will I love it when I'm 60 something?
Mm-hmm.
Will I love all these things that I have to do when I'm 60 something and then I'm slowing down a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And there is an energy here that gives you that you can't get in a lot of places that are around here. There is a fun energy to Cleveland.
I love it, especially, obviously, baseball, during baseball season.
Yeah.
And when the Cavs are good. Unfortunately, the NFL, it's never, the NFL just playing their 10 dates a year at home and on Sundays, that's never going to be enough to support anything. And I know the Browns are eventually going to have a Patriot place right there on the water. They're going to have their version of that. So there will be.
I mean, yeah, by the time you and I are in our 60s, like that's, it'll be right there.
Yeah.
You know, they'll build a stadium and that it'll be there.
Because you don't own a football team just to own the football team. You do it to find other revenues that can be attached to owning the football team that will drive revenue streams. And so the Crafts did that in Foxborough. It's why some people have thought that eventually maybe if you can't get anything done big time on the lake here, that they might move out to the suburbs because it's happened. It's happened in other cities.
Well, some people have talked about there's that weird tract of land that I think Ford owned. They still might.
Where's
people
that?
Have talked about them. It's between, I think, 71 and the and the airport.
Oh.
Some people have talked about. I know the one just immediately south here, but I don't know if that's doable here from downtown.
They have an engine plant out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have a bunch of space that they don't use.
Well, I think NASA has part of that, too.
Okay.
Think about it this way, if you're the Haslams. The Haslams know that wherever they put a football stadium, people will bitch and complain it's not attached to the Muni lot anymore, that you don't have the pit, that you don't have all those memories of maybe going to bars in a warehouse district after the game.
That's a good point.
But they don't care because it's not just a Haslam thing. It's whoever would own the Browns.
Yeah.
They don't care because their goal is going to be to own the football team, have a good football team that wins, but also make the most amount of money.
And if they city would feel the same way with tax revenue.
And if they could control the real estate, then they would want to do that.
So you look at Kansas City, right? The tailgating happens in Arrowhead parking lot.
Yeah, between the two stadiums.
It doesn't happen at a different place because Arrowhead is not a part of the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
So to pay to park in there, because they're assuming that if you're parking in there, you're tailgating.
Yeah.
That's what you're paying for. The parking at Arrowhead is outrageous.
What is it? Is it really?
It's, I mean, just a regular season game is $50. And you can go up to like $125 depending on the lot. The closeness to because the deal is there, you can tailgate in Arrowhead and you're 500 feet from the gate.
So think about how much money the Haslams are losing on parking that they would have if they had a different facility somewhere else that they owned all the land. So that's where you have to think about it. These owners, unfortunately, these owners don't own teams just to win football games. I think we've learned that over time.
What's the commercial that warns you about turning into your parents? Because one of those, there is
a
commercial.
Like,
can you imagine what they make it on parking on this?
I think that is hilarious.
They're brilliant.
I think that is such a great campaign. I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Have you done anything yet that is in that thing?
Yeah, everything.
I've gone to a manager and was like, Brian in produce.
Just so you
great
know.
Guy.
I did
Just
it so when I know. Bought my carpet last year.
Yep. Yep.
I said, hey, because we had a big problem with how it went. And I found the one guy that was like, you know what? We're done messing around with this. Let's get it done today.
Yep.
And I'm like, let everyone know.
That guy's the
that
guy.
Mike in the carpet area.
That guy's the guy. Yeah. Go ahead, Tone.
It's hilarious because this parking thing is absolutely a conversation that I have had before and will have again.
Yeah.
And repeatedly have. And really, that's all you do as you get older. You talk about weather and parking. That's all you really do. And where to go in Florida. Oh, where are some of the nice places you've been in Florida?
I've noticed... I don't like it like this, but there's a lot of things that you become because there's experience. You want to impart wisdom on other people. And I'm just like, just shut up for a second and just listen. Because there's things that you don't know and you think you know. Like, I've repaired a lot of toilets. I have had to repair a bunch of toilets. The toilet upstairs, while we're just here, the toilet upstairs is like an industrial toilet. It's like one of those, like, not round old style toilets. It's like a bigger toilet, you can tell. And the flapper is like bigger and there's like pressure created. And I've already gone through now three handles on that toilet. What should I do with the flapper? Because it's got the flappers, the flapper's thick. The flapper's a quarter inch thick.
The black rubber or
maybe
red rubber piece.
Yeah. The flapper, the seal around, it like seals it and the water that sits on top is too hot. And then you go to hit it. I bought.
And you're buying the plastic handle.
Yes.
Yeah.
I bought two, when this one broke, I bought two handles, which Andy's probably pissed off at us because he Andy, I don't know what to tell you. We make these things up off the top of our head, okay? It's how it works. There's two handles that I bought. One was a traditional handle, and one was the extra strength handle. And it said, and I bought these things at a major home store.
Okay.
And it was this is
the
for
sharper image.
Yeah. And Liz texts me. I'm downstairs in the basement. Liz texts me on Sunday and goes, handle's broke. I go, you kidding me?
Oh, boy.
I go, what are you talking about? And she sent it to me, and sure as hell, handle was broken. I was like, well, I got an extra one, and the other handle's so far. But the extra strength handle was working. I go, I'm now at three handles on this thing. You know, levers, you know, jiggle the handle, that type of thing. I'm on the number three here. I've been in the house 2.5 years.
You've got two options.
What?
You either go to, you got to find an older hardware store that's like a mom and pop style. There is a brand name hardware store. I don't know if I want to say it.
Does John Madden talk about it?
Texted.
Yes, John Madden used to talk about it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But those type of stores, sometimes they will have metal instead of the plastic handle. They'll have a metal handle. It's a little harder to install.
And that's a difference maker?
Oh, they don't break. They might bend a little bit, but they don't. They might bend, but they never break.
They never break. Yeah.
The other option is to become a welder and make your own.
Like my neighbor, this kid.
Going under the hood.
This guy.
Well, there's also a hardware store down here off of East River Road. Yeah, down in the flats. They
really
might have it.
Okay. If this one breaks, I'll look into it. Because there was a kid who's on my son's flag football team. His dad was telling me about his toilet. And I brought up about his toilet. I go, what did they? I go, because he said they were having some problems. I'm not going to say they were having some problems with the builder. And what they did is they took the toilet out and they didn't replace the wax ring. They put the same wax ring in there.
We talked about the wax ring before.
You should be able to sue over them putting the, because you can't.
Anytime
you bring the toilet up, folks, from those flanges,
I'm going to throw up.
That wax ring, it looks disgusting. That wax ring has to be replaced.
Like, even if you put the toilet on and haven't done anything, I need to take it back off. You got to replace the wax ring.
And remember, when you're putting a toilet on the flanges, you sit on the toilet. And you don't take your pants down and take a dump, but you sit on the toilet because that'll seal it in.
My pants.
Then, and then you screw on the flanges and basically seal the toilet to the floor.
I'm going over the wax ring now.
They have a rubber
search.
One that looks way better now because the wax rings look disgusting.
Yeah.
And you have the double wax ring and the single wax ring, depending on what type of toilet you have.
Anthony, you need to make your own YouTube playlist of things for me to be an adult homeowner, like things that you need to watch.
I think we should go back to the old aqueducts.
Plumbing's my thing.
And just have them back
I've lived
then.
Overseas. Some
Their
places
advanced
still do that.
Plumbing that they had back then.
Yes.
Worked for Caligula.
And that guy.
Sorry. We did none of the things that we said. Oh, we're brought to you by Extend. XTENDAV.
We said we'd do that. You did that.
We're brought to you by Extend.
Well, I said I had three random observations just came into my mind all at the exact same time.
But now I want to talk to you about snowblowing instead of your three observations while snowblowing.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. But yesterday was a day. The problem that I found with snowblower, and I don't know how you feel about this, Ken. I'm not somebody who owns any equipment. I mean, I'm outside clothing. I don't have.
Oh, you got to invest.
Right. I don't have any, even my throwaway
clothing. You blew your snow in those shoes?
No. I have other bad boots that aren't good either. And I need to go get stuff to actually work outside. Okay. So what happened is I came in after the first snowblow of the year. And Sarah goes, because I was like, all right, let's eat dinner. And she's like, you reek. You reek like gas. I smell like gasoline. My snowblower runs on gas. And I reek.
Were you
I'm
just
saying,
wearing
did you have
like
a leak?
Sweatpants?
No, there's no leak at all.
Did you get it on yourself?
No, not at all.
How
but
did
it's
you
just,
smell like gas?
It's just, for whatever reason.
Did you run it into the garage?
The exhaust?
No. I just,
you shouldn't smell like gas, buddy.
I smell so, or just like outside. I don't know what it is. It's just a disgusting smell.
Oh, she'll get used to that.
And she goes,
smells
no.
Smells like a man.
She goes, no. She goes, you're gonna shower and you're going to get dressed. And I'm like, I'm starved. And she said, no. So yesterday,
I have an off-air reason why I think that is. But
okay, well, the snow had to be removed yesterday, and I'm like, you know, I'm really hungry. I don't want this to be an hour and a half until I eat. I'm just going to use the shovel. And it wasn't as bad as it was when I had to use the first snowblower of the year.
Thick yesterday.
So it's like I'm using worse technology because I don't want to have to change my clothes. I don't want to have to worry about what I smell like, and I don't want to use the shower right away.
How do you smell like gas unless the exhaust is coming
right
at you?
It must be the exhaust. Do you have
a Honda
shell?
It's a Honda.
Are you in, you know, some of the people have like a shell system or something that goes around them.
No,
from
no, there's none of that.
You don't have that where
no,
it can
this
be
is,
trapping
this,
in the...
We don't need that because the driveway in our stretch of Rocky River...
Not,
you know, it's not the it's not the Mary Kay stretch.
Oh.
You know, we're in a very different area. Where my
other
snow,
side of the track.
My snow is blowing onto other people's houses.
Good.
Well, yeah, that's where you... Hold on, you got to adjust the chute there.
I am.
You
got to
aim it low.
It's either that or go onto my sidewalk. So I don't want it to go onto the sidewalk.
Have you had anybody asked to borrow your snowblower yet?
Not yet. Everyone seems to have them.
I will not lend my snowblower. I'll just blow your driveway. I will not give you my snowblower. Who's
you never?
You can't answer that. We're in the middle of a podcast. Don't answer that in the podcast.
What if
I
tell them?
You text them and say we're in the middle of a podcast.
Well,
I don't need to be talking to you right
now. Fine. Okay. He's only the most talked about Cleveland Browns analyst right now, but no, I'm not allowed
to
answer the phone.
Don't answer it. Don't answer that.
What if I talk into it and he doesn't? You can't even hear. My speaker doesn't work.
No.
You can't even hear.
No, we're not doing that.
It's good to hear Doug Deakins calling you.
No. Do you have a? We talked about this. Do you have a single stage or a double or two stage snowblower?
Explain the difference.
One just shoots it straight from the flaps that are getting it. They shoot it straight up. The other one shoots it into a chute, and then the other chute shoots it out.
I'll have that.
You're basically being worked into a chute.
I'll have that answer tomorrow.
The snow
being
is being worked
into
in.
A chute.
Send me a picture. It's probably a single stage. Is it smaller or bigger?
Smaller. Yeah.
It's a single stage snowblower, which is fine because
I don't.
If
need,
you live on the west side, you don't need two.
I don't
stages.
Need all that much. Yeah,
yeah,
like my.
Yeah, if you live in Chardon, you need a whole plow. But
oh, my aunt and uncle have the walk behind that is like you were talking about,
like
the full
a whole
shield
yeah.
all the way around, and they're like comfy in there walking around. I mean, it's like 80 degrees
well,
there.
You just wear your bathing suit in there.
When I go, to do it, I have these big Carhartt gloves. No, I haven't set them on fire. I have these big Carhartt gloves, and I wear my old Columbia jacket that I was wearing in earlier today. And I actually, because my eyes, I'm so concerned about my eyes, I actually bought ski goggles a couple years
ago.
And I will wear the ski goggles, and I have this old Carhartt hat that has the face thing that comes over, but I keep the flap up so I look like an old man out there, and that's how I do it.
All right.
Because I can't have the snow blowing back in my eyes. Because you shake your head on, he just shook his head at me, and one day at Streetsboro,
Diva
in this house, the next morning I had an eye problem, and I had to go to the doctor. So I cover those eyes.
That's true. I don't
want
to have to come pick you up anymore.
What about when you weed whack?
I always wear eye protection.
I always think to myself.
And I never wear shorts.
Yeah, I always think to myself, how silly would it be if I lost eyesight because I weed whacked and was just trying to get it done without putting the goggles on?
I change light bulbs with goggles because I don't want any of the dust to get in
my eyes. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, especially like if you have a drop ceiling, that could be a little scary because you got those flakes coming in.
Ew.
And like
the asbestos in the eyeball.
So we have recessed lighting in the basement where I have to change some of the light bulbs in my bathroom. And every now and then you have to pull that down. If you pull that down, some of that ceiling will come with it and those flecks. And you get some of that stuff in your eye, man. It's all fun and games. There's so many guys. They say they act like, oh, it never happened to me. And I was one of those guys. I'm telling you right now, they cost $3 at Harbor Freight. If that, you get them for 99 cents. And I'm telling you, you got to wear those things. It's not a gag. It's not just something they do on TV. It's not like this old house, they have to do it because you're on TV. I'm telling you right now, you wear that stuff.
I'm thinking about when we were in high school and we had the drop ceiling and we would hide things in the ceiling. And then sometimes the tubes, the lighting tubes. Okay, can you help me? I'm not good with the specific terminology.
The neon lights?
Is that what they were?
Yeah.
And if they fell down,
the
you want
ones
talk,
like those right above you.
You want to talk about a chemistry experiment?
Yes.
Yes.
There had to be cancer in the tubes. Just a block of cancer ready for you at any moment. In fact, I should be able to sue the school.
Just you and Nick Gage hitting each other. In the tubes.
Oh my God. We would hide so much contraband up there in the drop ceiling.
Yep.
They had to, like Walter White in Breaking Bad when he was hiding his burner phone.
Yes.
I told that story on the podcast, didn't I? About the guy we used to work with, Corey, when he worked in Boston.
And
in the drop ceiling, like there was a thing. He's something about the drop ceiling, and he went in, and I guess the guy had died at this radio station he worked at. And this is from like a long time ago, because not all – most radio stations don't look like what you see in Airheads.
Right.
So in the drop ceiling, he picked up the panel, and what fell out of the panel was a lot of money's worth of cocaine. And it fell like it was an open, basically, baggie of cocaine. Oh. And when he says when the baggie fell, it went poof, and there was coke all over the table and all over the board. And he's sitting there going, staring at it, and his boss comes walking. He goes, what the hell's going on? His hands are white. There's coke all over the board. He's looking at him going, this is not what it looks like. This is not what it looks like.
It wasn't my stuff. I don't know what
happens. That happens on West 6. You should see the rats come out of nowhere.
He explained it to the boss. The boss told him, he's like, yeah, so-and-so.
This is amazing.
Yeah, so-and-so, whoever, I don't even know who the guy was, kept his cocaine up in the drop ceiling, and then the coke fell and went all over the board.
Had to be
these
some
are very
guy,
expensive boards.
Some guy named like Jumpin' Jimmy or something.
Even more
like,
expensive. Yeah. You check the resale value of those boards after, especially with radio people.
There you go. So yeah, talking about from one form of snow to another form of snow.
You know what? It all comes back around.
It all comes full circle. Like Lima went from skiing on one to skiing on another. It's fantastic.
I didn't get my observations out.
Oh, I get them in. No,
here's what we do.
Tell them.
I'll have one right now.
Here we go.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'll skip the Baker one, and I'll go right to this one.
Do you have a snowblowing mix on your Spotify yet? I do.
No. My snowblower's too loud. I'm not going to hear it
in
my earbuds.
I have noise-canceling headphones, but I don't like the noise. I don't like to hit the noise cancel.
You know what? I forgot to hit my noise cancel. I should just hit my noise cancel. Yeah, I think of that?
You got to hear the motor, though. You got to hear it, because if something's not running right, you got to hear it.
And then you'll ruin the damn thing. All right. One of my three bad, random, not fleshed out observations.
Okay.
Our next kicker, way more valuable than Nick Chubb.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.